Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. And all right, we are just tickled pink to have the Dale McCurry Band in, the most awarded band in the history of bluegrass, with more than 40 individual and group awards on the International Bluegrass Music Association, 9-time Entertainer of the Year, became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 2003, filling a lifelong dream. And I want to say congratulations to the guys, the first Grammy this year after 6 nominations for the Best Bluegrass Album, The Company We Keep, second release on Dale's own label. And they're in the Bosch Blue Room right now. Dale, thank you so much for coming in.
How you doing, John Boy?
Man, doing awesome. Doing awesome.
All right.
And you guys, welcome.
God, well, thank you.
This is an honor. We got into bluegrass really like a few years ago. My manager Ed here, he thinks he can pick a little bit.
That's the way I am. I think I can too.
I believe you pretty much proved it. Well, wow, man. Now, how long how long have you been playing?
Well, let's see. I started playing in 1950. No, it was before that. Or was it? I can't remember. It's been too long. I can't remember.
I'll tell you what.
My brother taught me to play the guitar when I was 9. And I see. Now, I was born in 1939, so what would that be? I ain't good with arithmetic.
You looked the wrong one here, too. Yeah. I don't know. It's just something that, I guess you just started out playing because you loved it. Did you ever dream of the success that...
Never. No, I didn't. I just played music because I loved it, you know. I always did from the first time I heard the first note, I guess. But Earl Scruggs was... Now, I'll tell you, if it hadn't been for him, I may not have made it this far.
Is that right?
Well, he's the one that put the... he put that desire into me, you know, because I was a banjo player then. And,
right.
And I played it until I went to work for Bill Monroe, and then changed all that. Bill did. He's famous for that, you know, changing people.
Man, growing up, the legends and learning and playing with those guys, and what just is amazing, the crossover. And the way it's going, have you noticed bluegrass popularity? Of course you've noticed how it's grown over the years.
And I know, yeah. You know, those guys like Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and all the early musicians, you know, they kind of paved the way for us guys. And it also set the pattern, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, if you can... live up to that standard while you're doing pretty good, and ain't many can.
and now the way you're just embalming with widespread panic. I mean, with these crossover, how did that all happen?
You know, it's amazing to me. I don't know how it all happened. You know that the music kind of got all mixed up, but you know. Everybody has their own interpretation, I guess, of music that they hear and that they want to play, you know. And I guess that's how the jam bands came about, you know. It's kind of a mixture of several different kinds of music, really.
Right. And you said, I mean, those guys, as I was growing up, I mean, they were coming to your shows, and now...
Yeah, a lot of them did, you know. So when they got their own bands, then they wanted us to come play with them, you know. And so we were tickled to death because they had like 70,000 people at their shows, you know.
Look out there, a different crowd than what you were used to seeing out there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, they were pretty young, too, a lot of them, you know. Uh-huh. And didn't have any clothes on or nothing. Some didn't have any clothes, period. They were just painted on. Weren't they, Jason?
Weren't they, Jason?
Now, I didn't know that until after I got off stage, and the boy said, "Did you see that lady with that painted on bra?" And I said, "Where was that at? I must be getting old."
and the way you spread this music to different generations, it just keeps that is so cool because, like you said, I mean, music is music. There.
You're right. You know, it's all related, you know, all music is. I didn't know that when I was growing up, you know, because I thought Earl Scruggs was the only person in the world, you know. Right. But I found out there's other musicians, too. And there's other types of music, too, you know.
and Dale, your band, could you introduce them for us?
I'd love to.
You got a bunch of McCurry boys in there, don't you?
Better start with them first, or I'll forget their names. Just kidding. This year's been with me the longest. He came in 1980 or 81, and it's my oldest son, Ronnie, and he plays the mandolin, guitar, and he plays everything.
All right, right.
Sings all parts. And over here is Rob. He plays lead, the banjo, and he plays guitar, and he's been with me not hardly as long. Wouldn't you come 85?
20.
Wow, he's got an anniversary coming up when?
Next month,
it'll 20 be...
20 years.
20 years next month.
Wow,
yeah.
You know the road hadn't been that hard on you, looking at you from here.
No, he's still got plenty of hair. He just cuts it short. You know?
That's right.
And the next guy came in about... Let's see, what year did you come, Jason?
92.
He was... about 10 years old when he came in the band. No, he was 19 when he started with us in 92. Jason, and he's a great fiddler, you know. He has that, what I like, you know, that blues. He had it when he couldn't even play. He had that blues in him.
And he's the one who noticed the painted on Braun, too.
He said,
he got a lot of things going on.
I mentioned the blues. He said, I felt pretty lonesome. The newest member of the band back here, this tall guy, long feller, plays a long bass. His name's Alan Bartram. And we're really tickled with this guy. He can sing and play. His timing is so good. It's such a pleasure to play when you got good timing in a band, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's in my mind, that's the first thing you got to have in a band is timing.
Everything.
A lot of people don't understand that. But
timing. In your concerts, I mean, and you got to know what each of you's thinking, too, I guess. I mean, your concerts are pretty open. You'll just let them holler out from the audience what they want you to play.
Yeah, we do. We go up there, and we have no earthly idea what we're going to do when we get on stage. And sometimes it's a shambles, man.
Dale, you are so modest. Some quotes, Washington Post, McCurry is a national treasure. USA Today, is there anybody cooler than Dale McCurry?
I'm pretty hot right now.
The best bluegrass band in the world, period, from the Oxford American and Billboard magazine, it's cool to be the king, and that is precisely what Dale McCurry remains. I know two kings now, Richard Petty, Dale McCurry. This is pretty awesome, man. Well, if we can't get you started, we'll holler out. We got to hear Vincent.
Okay. You know what? We're geared up for it.
Okay.
If it's all right, John Boy, we're geared up with two guitars.
Okay.
And that's the wrong way to be geared.
That's fine. I'll let you pick. No, I want Vincent now. No, I'm just kidding. play what you're geared up for over there live in the Bosch Blue Room.
All right. I tell you what, we have a new gospel record out, and this song was written by Billy Smith. He's a North Carolina boy, you know? And Ronnie gave me a CD, you know, with this song on there, and we were rehearsing it at home. We got a music room there, and we were rehearsing the record, and these two guys were playing guitars on it, I think, and Alan was playing bass from what I remember, and I was just trying to sing. So I said, let's do it that way.
And this is your first gospel album.
It is, the very first one that I had released. I had one that didn't release.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it wasn't recorded.
You had one that wasn't recorded.
It was 25 years ago. We had it all ready to go, you know, and my bass singer, banjo player, and lead guitar player quit, you know. Paul Silvius, he's really good, and we had to depend on him for the, you know, we worked all the stuff up and had it ready to go, and then he quit, so we had to do a regular secular record. I was on Rounder then.
Rounder.
So, and we didn't do any of those songs on this record because I forgot what they all were. But now I'm getting away from the subject. Let's see.
The new city, by the way, is called The Promised Land.
Thanks, and we'll do one entitled, what is this, boy? Five Flat Rocks.
All right.
One, two, three.
Israel rebelled in peril back in David's time, 'cause Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. Israel was shaken, stricken by fear, 'cause God made a champion, though young and
years. Five flat rocks from a riverbed. It only took one and the giant lay dead. Shepherd's clothes, five flat rocks, a sack and a sling. Look how God makes a king. Five flat rocks from a riverbed. It only took one and a giant lay dead. Five flat rocks from a riverbed. It only took one and the giant lay dead. Took one and the giant lay dead. Five flat rocks from a riverbed. It only took one and the giant lay dead. From a riverbed, it only took one and a giant lay dead. Five flat rocks from a riverbed, it only took one and a giant lay dead.
Something about you guys, it makes feel like I can sing.
But, I mean, Tater, go get me five flat rocks.
Make it look so easy, as you guys. Boy, my goodness, that is awesome.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, all right, we'll keep going. Okay, I got to take a break here. I'm just going to give away his prize package, all right? Because I don't want to take time playing. We'll get husband's wife fighting on Monday, right? So two Coca-Cola NASCAR racing board games, Clower Power DVD, Classic Clower Power 2 CD set, qualified for the Highland Grill. Caller 9. This is the easy way for you to join the winners today. More from the Dale McCurry Band coming up next.